Reprogramming would be easier if I could quickly download positive programs into my mind. I would be instantly transformed by the renewing of my mind. Unfortunately, it does not work that way. Reprogramming is more like pulling the weeds and planting the seeds. I must pull the weeds of my old life and plant the seeds of my new life thought by thought. I enter the garden of my mind with paper and pencil. I write down the old limiting beliefs that I want to uproot and the new positive beliefs that I want to plant. The paper and pencil help me pull the weeds and plant the seeds. When I write new beliefs on paper, I increase the odds of success. The palest ink is stronger than the most powerful memory. If I don't write them down, my new beliefs will fly away and I will forget they ever existed. Thoughts are hard to capture and keep in my mind. My best ideas flash by at the speed of light. They are there for only an instant before they are gone. But if I write an idea on paper, it's mine forever. A paper and pencil keep me honest and focused on my task. There is no better way to pull the weeds and plant the seeds in my mind. When the naysayers come to me with their load of negativity and limitations, I know why they are there. They want to clip my wings and force me into their mold. When the world pops me into its mold, I never come out as an eagle with the ability to fly. I emerge from the mold, earthbound with wings of lead. God designed me to fly like an eagle. If I don't load myself up with burdens, I can soar for my entire life. I will not let the world clip my wings or force me into its mold. I will fly like an eagle. For all my adult life, I have heard the call of the golden cage. Each day I face the same choice: live the golden life or step into the golden cage. The golden cage has many benefits, but the hidden liabilities are even greater. The only way to buy the golden cage is with the currency of my youth, and even that payment isn't enough. To live inside the golden cage, I must mortgage my health as well. I tell myself that someday I'll escape the golden cage, and I'm right. I'll either hobble out in my golden years, or they'll carry me out when my life is done. But the golden cage is not for me. The siren call that beckons me onward is the sound of my dreams. Don't look for me in a golden cage, because I won't be there. The world is my home, and wherever my dreams take me, that's where I'll be.